Have a special caller on the line, Bradley with Chum, and we're going to talk all things rhubarb this morning. Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning.
How are you this fine day?
I am great. The weather's not too warm yet, and the birds are chirping. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, there you go. First day of summer. Whoop, whoop. That's fabulous. I appreciate you calling in. And we're talking about the Rhubarb Festival. What annual year is this of this wonderful event?
This year is our 18th.
Wow, that is amazing. Love it. So tell listeners what this whole event is about. The when, where, how, what?
Exactly. The Rhubarb Festival is kind of like Duluth State Fair. It's the Duluth, the famous Duluth get together. It's this Saturday on June 24th from 9 to 3. And the quickest rundown is everything is there. We got rhubarb brats, hamburgers, hot dogs, rhubarb lemonade. I think Love Creamery from ice cream from Love Creamery will be there. We got all sorts of coffee. And then, of course, the rhubarb pie. Lots of rhubarb pie, lots of strawberry rhubarb pie. And this year we had a lot of people pre-order their pies, and unfortunately that did close last night. So, but a lot of people are going to be able to skip the line this year.
Nice. I saw a post that they were just pumping out the pies, and there was kind of a little shortage on the rhubarb. Did everything work out okay?
Yep. Everything worked out. All our friends, like you with the media, put out some asks, and people were just dropping them off at the Super One on West Side, and I don't know how much they had, but I'm sure they had to get a second fridge just for us, because people were bringing them in left and right, giant boxes.
That's so awesome.
We were able to get all the rhubarb we needed.
Awesome. Our listeners right now, are you all getting like a little tang in your mouth right now just thinking of all this rhubarb? I know I am.
Yes, some church ladies brought down one of the extra rhubarb crisps for some of the staff yesterday, and I can say firsthand, it is delicious.
Oh, that is so amazing. So besides actually eating and consuming rhubarb, what else can participants and visitors participate in?
Yeah, so at 10 o'clock, we do have a Rhubarbra run, and Rhubarbra herself and all the kiddos are going to go on a little run through the Stella Maris campus.
That's so funny. Do you think all year long of how you can slide rhubarb into just general conversation?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. So where are all the festivities actually located? Where do listeners go to experience all of this?
You know, that's a really great question, because it'd be a shame if we talked about this and no one knew where to go.
Right, exactly.
So we're at the Stella Maris Holy Rosary Campus in Duluth. The address is 2802 East 4th Street, but I know no one driving right now is going to remember that.
Right.
So they can remember Holy Rosary, Stella Maris.
All right, and what's another landmark? What area is that around?
It's Central Hillside, Duluth, not too far off 21st Avenue East.
Okay.
Pretty close to the old Ordine High School, now middle school.
Okay, perfect, because I'm a landmark type of person. And no, I don't have a GPS. Well, I do have one in my car, but I don't use it. So there we go. And so how is, like, parking? Do people just, like, drive and get kind of close and hope they find a spot? Or how does that work?
Yep, we do have one lot that is going to be available. And then parking is free all along the street. So most years, 4th Street is pretty filled up. So it's not too long of a walk ever, though. You know, 5 minutes at most, but if you do have accessibility needs, I definitely recommend going to the close lot.
Okay,
and
sweet.
Trying to get a spot.
And yeah. This is an all-day, one-day deal. What's the time frame?
Right, so we're starting off at 9 a.m., and we're going to finish everything close to 3 o'clock.
Excellent. And if there is a threat of rain, how does that affect the festivities?
You know, it shouldn't affect it too much, because we have tons of tents, and under some of those tents is pie, Some of it is rhubarb crisps. Some of it is brats and hamburgers. Some of it is live music. So, you know, rain shouldn't deter us too much. I suppose as long as you bring an umbrella for the walk up, everyone will be fine, just if it does rain.
Right.
You know, I did tell someone in an interview this week that it wasn't going to rain. I might eat my words, but I'm still confident that it won't.
There you go. Maybe it will rain rhubarb. There you go, right?
Yeah, it definitely will rain rhubarb, that's for sure.
Oh, that's fabulous. Now, this event, besides just being awesome and fun, it is benefiting a really, really great organization in Duluth, CHUM. So would you like to share a little bit about what that's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest reason we do the Rhubarb Festival is it's this big gathering of our community in Duluth, all gathering around supporting one cause, and that's CHUM, and, you know, supporting their neighbors experiencing homelessness. And that same thing happened 50 years ago when 10 churches came together and created CHUM. So it's kind of this fun, like, yearly thing that we can kind of remember our roots and, again, come together as a community and do what we did 50 years ago, do it today, and support our neighbors who, again, are experiencing hunger and poverty and homelessness. That's kind of the big why behind the festival. And, yeah, we're one of the biggest service providers in the area, and folks from Two Harbors, like you said earlier, do benefit from the services and up in the range as well. So it is really great that our community and our surrounding communities have decided, you know, this is our thing. We want to do this every single year.
That is so wonderful. And how do listeners get in touch with CHUM if they or someone they know needs services, or to volunteer, or to if they have questions about the rhubarb? So how do they get a hold of you?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.chumduluth.org. And we have all sorts of information on our website about who we are, what we do, because I could probably talk your ear off for another 20 minutes with all of the different things we do. And, you know, it's just because we've been around for so long, we've seen the greater needs and the stuff that goes on throughout the years, and have just been able to answer those in better and better ways as we go. So we have volunteer forms on the website. We do have ways to give if you would like to support the organization that way, and all sorts of different things. We even have tours. We have an Expanding Horizons tour that people who want to learn more about specifics of what we do and what some of the other organizations around us do in the neighborhood, we take folks on a little bit of a tour through all of that so they can kind of experience firsthand what that's all like.
Okay. Wow. That is a lot of great stuff. And so, if you're able to or interested in checking out the Rhubarb Festival, I'm sure there'd be information about CHUM and its services sprinkled among the rhubarb as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. Anything we didn't cover, Bradley, that listeners need to know about the festival or about CHUM services?
Right. I think one of the biggest things that is getting people excited this year is the announcement of our new mascot.
Ooh.
And we've posted about it once. It is a very large jar of rhubarb jam. And, you know, with such a legendary name like Rhubarbra, we're not really sure that we should just choose something willy-nilly. We need a new name that's going to live up to the legacy, right?
Right.
So everyone who comes to the festival is going to have an opportunity to vote via their phone or paper and pen, if that's your style, on the new rhubarb costume's name. So if there hasn't been motivation enough with the pie and the food and all of that stuff, you get to take part in naming the next Rhubarbra.
Oh, that is fabulous. Yes. All right. There you go. And listeners of all ages are going to have a ball at this festival, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. And is there music throughout the whole event?
Yes, we got local talents. that you may or may not have heard of playing all throughout the day.
Excellent. And I would imagine you can go to your website or Facebook page and there'd be a rundown of schedule and other opportunities there.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Bradley, thank you so much for your time and for getting my mouth watering here.
Yeah, love thanks it. For having me, Michelle. Yep. I really appreciate it.
All righty. You enjoyed those birdies chirping, and good luck to a fabulous event that that is very successful to support CHUM organization.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Michelle. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. That is Bradley with CHUM in Duluth and their 18th annual Rhubarb Festival.